Good evening and welcome to St. John Lutheran Church for this, the remembrance of our Lord's Ascension. Thank you to our instrumentalists for their work here tonight, as well as our men's choir. Just one thing of note, during the sermon hymn, the men's choir will be singing verse 3. The congregation is invited to sing the rest of the verses. We begin then with the processional hymn. With the congregation, please stand and face the back of the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, to call upon him in prayer and praise, and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so may we also ascend in heart and mind, and continually dwell there with him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The first reading for the Ascension of our Lord is from Acts chapter 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days, and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." When he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 1. "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Together we confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We're seated now as the hymn of the day is sung. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord Jesus had been crucified and had been raised from the dead. The tomb was, of course, empty. Mary Magdalene and the other women had arrived early on that first day of the week, Sunday morning. They hurried off then to tell the disciples of what they had found. the empty tomb. Peter and John, we're told, raced to the tomb to see the empty tomb for themselves. And yes, the tomb was empty. The burial cloths of Jesus were still lying there with the face cloth folded up neatly away by itself. John's gospel tells us all of these details. Peter and John then return to the Jerusalem lodging, while Mary Magdalene remains at the tomb. While she was there weeping, two angels appear to her and question her, "Why are you weeping?" Having answered the question, she turned around and saw Jesus, but did not recognize him, thought he was merely the gardener. Jesus asked Mary the same question, "Why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" And then Jesus gets the response from Mary. Jesus then calls Mary by name, and Mary knows that it is her Lord. It is Jesus. Matthew tells us in the same story that the women were seen by Jesus. Jesus appears to them before they leave the tomb, and the women cling to Jesus' feet. John tells us that Jesus says to Mary, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." The work of paying for all sin by his death upon the cross was complete. The work of conquering over death by his resurrection from the dead was complete. Yet Jesus' work as Lord and Savior was not complete. He must still ascend to the Father, return to the right hand of power, the right hand of God. This would then be the third stage of his exaltation. And the Christian church has long defined the exaltation of Christ according to the words of the Apostles' Creed, which we have confessed here tonight. And his humiliation, six stages of his humiliation, began with his conception and ended with his burial in the tomb. Jesus' exaltation then begins with his descent into hell. When Jesus descended into hell, he did not go there to suffer. His suffering for sin was complete upon the cross, as there he is forsaken by God and pays the full price. Instead, 1 Peter 3, verse 19 tells us that Jesus descended into the prison to proclaim to the spirits there, announcing the work of salvation promised by God through the Christ was now complete. And so on the third day, following his death, the Lord Jesus rose again from the dead. And he appeared to the women first, and he told Mary not to cling to him, because he had not yet ascended to the Father. His ascension would be the third stage of his exaltation, his rising again in his glory. But that would not happen for another 40 days after his resurrection. In the meantime, the Lord Jesus came and went in and out among the disciples as he saw fit. He no longer fully conformed himself to the laws of his creation. He appeared behind locked doors. He disappeared from sight in the middle or in the front of his disciples. And he disguised his own appearance so that even those who knew him best would not know him, and then made himself known to them yet again. And then came the ascension. Jesus' resurrection from the dead had zero eyewitnesses. No one saw the exact moment when Jesus came back to life and moved the stone and walked out. The soldiers that were there guarding the tomb passed out, were knocked out. They missed that defining moment. And that actual moment of seeing Jesus rise from the dead was not necessary because Jesus would make himself known. He would appear as the resurrected Lord many, many times following his resurrection. But the ascension of Jesus was different. Jesus would depart from his disciples, from the created realm, and he would ascend then and return to the eternal realm. Of course, he could do this without anybody seeing, but then no one would know what happened. So his disciples were there to witness it, as Jesus so desired. And Luke then records this at the end of his gospel and at the beginning of his work, the book of Acts. Jesus was lifted up off the ground as though he were flying, levitating, moving up into the heavens as he was. And then he is taken away from their sight. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Jesus lifted up off the ground, no trick. In reality, he did this, was taken away from their sight, transferred from earth into heaven instantly, as only God can do. And nothing is said in Luke's gospel or in his book of Acts about Jesus' entry into heaven, but only his exit from the earth. Our sermon hymn suggested that Jesus went up through endless ranks of angels. And if you are like me, then you picture Jesus rising up through this column or cylinder surrounded by ranks upon ranks of angels, entering back into heaven. John, of course, is treated to the vision in Revelation chapter 5 of the Lamb of God that returns to the throne of God and is able to take the sealed scroll from the hand of God that no one else was able to open. Jesus, of course, is that Lamb, the one who is seen by John as one who had been slain, meaning the marks of the crucifixion were there already upon the Lamb of God. The work of salvation by the Lamb was complete. With Jesus then ascended into heaven, the disciples could see him no longer with their eyes. He was taken away from their sight. But they were not left as orphans. As Jesus said, he would not leave them as orphans. But Jesus promised them at the end of Matthew's gospel that he would be with them always, even to the end of the age. So for 10 days, those men would remain there, remain in the holy city of Jerusalem. They had traveled up north into Galilee once again, as Jesus told them to do, to meet there with the Lord Jesus. He revealed himself to them there again in the second miraculous catch of fish. The men then returned to Jerusalem with Jesus. And on that 40th day, the Lord Jesus led them out of the holy city, east across the Kidron Valley, as far as Bethany, the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, 2 miles east of the city. 10 days from that day, when Jesus was ascended, the gift of the Holy Spirit would fall upon those disciples of Jesus. And it was then that St. Peter would stand amongst the Jews in the temple and proclaim and preach the gospel, the good news of Christ and of him crucified. And that message then would spread far and wide. Jesus had promised and proclaimed to his disciples that they would be his witnesses, those who had seen him, who knew exactly what he had done. And they would confess that and proclaim that to all the ends of the earth, in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and in Judea, and everywhere. Then, having been seated at the right hand of the Father, and having then sent the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus could rule and could reign once again from heaven, and this time now through the very gospel of his work of salvation. Jesus had told his disciples in John chapter 16, part of his great upper room discourse, "I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." And so Jesus departs from his disciples in the ascension. This is to their advantage, as now they can be assured without a doubt that the Holy Spirit will be with them and will work through their work of proclaiming the cross, proclaiming Christ, the one who was crucified and resurrected and now ascended for the sake of all people, for their forgiveness of all sin. The Holy Spirit, as Jesus promised, would accompany that very word of Christ wherever it was proclaimed by the followers of Jesus. And he will then see fit to create faith where and when it pleases him through that word. And so because of the ascension of our Lord Jesus, he now reaches into all the corners, all the ends of the earth through the humble means of his word and his sacraments. Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, Jesus said to Mary. Well, now Jesus has ascended to the Father, and so you are free and you are welcome to cling to Jesus, for he gives you his righteousness in the waters of holy baptism. So cling to your baptism. Jesus grants you his body and his blood in his holy supper. So cling to the Lord's supper. And in so doing, you do cling to Jesus until he comes again in glory, when you will see him face to face in your own flesh and know him, the only true God. For he it is who sits at the right hand of power, the right hand of the Father. He is your Lord, your Savior, your brother in the flesh. He is the one mediator that stands between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are his beloved people. You are set free by Christ to live out your lives in his great grace, sharing his love and his mercy and his forgiveness and his kindness with all those in your lives. When the time is right, the Lord Jesus will come back, coming back into this world in the same way that he left, as those angels told the disciples as they watched Jesus ascend into heaven. Exaltation, stage 3, complete. Thanks be to God for the ascension of our Lord Jesus. Amen. The peace that passes all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We stand now for the prayers. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. In praise of our King, who has gone up with a shout and the sound of a trumpet, ascended in triumph and seated at God's right hand, that we would ever rejoice and live in the truth of his victory for us, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of the Holy Spirit and the mission of the Church, that what Christ has accomplished in his life, death, resurrection, and ascension may be proclaimed to the ends of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For eyes of faith fixed on Jesus, who is seated at the Lord's right hand, ruling in the midst of his enemies, that we may have no fear of them, but abide in Christ's peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For Donald, our president, and all our leaders, that since the Son will shatter kings when he executes judgment on the nations, that he would keep them from acting in ways that will earn them his wrath, and that God would give them wisdom to govern in accord with his righteous ways, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. for those in any affliction or need, those whom we name now in our hearts. For the sick and the injured, for those suffering in any way, for those receiving medical treatments and recovering from surgeries, for those who are bound to their homes, that God would give them healing according to his will, sustain them in the faith, and for Christ's sake, raise them up in glory on the last day. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who gather at table with Christ here this night, that believing the witness of those who saw him risen from the dead, that they would be freed from all hardness of heart and unbelief to eat his body and drink his blood in a worthy manner, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. In thanksgiving for the saints of every generation, whose fidelity has commended the faith to us, that we may also be made faithful in preserving the hope to which we have been called unto the final day, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. For you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated now as the tithes and offerings are collected. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name, sing Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Having revealed your glory in the face of your only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and rose for our salvation, you have exalted him to the highest majesty at your right hand, that he might graciously fill all things. Grant us faithfully to eat and drink this holy supper, trusting our reigning Savior Jesus, who, though unseen in his ascended glory, is here present to save by his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
We remain standing to sing the Nunc Dimittis.
O Lord, now let your servant depart in heavenly peace, for I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace. A light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill. The glory of your people, your chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning is now, shall ever be, resounding through all eternity.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We will remain standing for our recessional hymn, but just want to take a brief moment to recognize those who have served in our military as we give honor and thanks to God for those who have given their lives for the sake of our country. So if you have served in the military, please do raise your hand. Be acknowledged. We do thank you for your service to our country. We now sing our recessional hymn.